This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Tracy Chapman and talking about a revolution. It is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. So during the pandemic, we've been seeing many initiatives and proposals that aim to revive the tourism industry. And the latest suggestion is for the government to open up our borders to vaccinated tourists. Tell us more, Danya.
Yes, so the Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association, they say that while, you know, we are in the midst of managing COVID-19, we should also start planning for the recovery of the industry. And one of their main suggestions is to reopen international borders. But this is for tourists who have received the vaccine. And of course, this is for once our restrictions are lifted and our number of COVID cases drop. But what they're proposing is, you know, not to open up immediately to all countries. Instead, you know, they said we should initiate a sandbox experiment. So that would mean testing specific destinations first. So, you know, maybe perhaps you could have something between Qatar and Malaysia. And, you know, if that proves successful, maybe then we can consider expanding it to other countries. Besides that, they've also asked the government to consider allowing vaccinated tourists to visit Malaysia, but without having to go through a quarantine period. And this would be, you know, presumably October or later in the year. You know, hopefully that would be when we would have higher levels of vaccinations, not just in Malaysia, but also globally. But this does come with a caveat that, you know, foreigners would have to book their trips through travel agencies. And they also, you know, on the domestic front said they hope that MKN will allow travel bubbles to resume after the MCO, with travel bookings through travel agents.
I mean, I think the caveats alone tell us everything, right, about this plan. And that's before we talk about the uncertainties surrounding the pandemic, the speed of vaccine rollouts, which we've talked about so much on the show and the station. So I'm thinking that there are a lot of challenges for Malaysia. But if we look at other countries, how are they applying a plan like this for international travel?
Well, just to on Wednesday, actually, the European Union agreed to reopen borders to fully vaccinated tourists. And this is expected to come into effect as soon as next week. However, this will only apply to those who have received vaccines approved by the EU. So not all vaccines, but they have mentioned vaccines like Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca. They also will have, you know, a list of countries considered safe from COVID, so they would allow travelers from these countries. We don't know which countries exactly yet, but it is going to be finalized tomorrow. And the EU will also implement what it is calling an emergency break. So it's an automatic halt, basically, in case any of the countries which are included suddenly see a rise in their cases. But I think one thing to note with this is there isn't really a blanket policy for each country. You know, each country can decide how strict they want to be or how relaxed they want to be with their policies. For example, Greece will require a negative PCR test 72 hours before arrivals. But even here, there is still some uncertainty when it comes to the matter of quarantine. You know, some countries still require all new arrivals to quarantine, regardless of whether you are vaccinated or not. You know, Belgium and France still require 7 days quarantine. But European policymakers are saying that, you know, they are working on a plan to do away with all those rules. So we will have to see how that progresses. I mean, overall, it's still a good thing. You know, we're getting the vaccinations out and, you know, countries that depend on tourism for their revenue, even just seeing some people come in would, you know, would be a big help. But it does come back to all, you know, do I need to quarantine when I go overseas for a holiday? Is that going to be half of my holiday staying in a hotel room?
Can I just say also that what's interesting about this is I was reading about how Capri has gotten first dibs on vaccines in Italy because they want to kickstart their tourism again because they're a hotspot, which is weird. I mean, in terms of equity, right? It's a strange thing to think about. So, but that got me thinking about whether just as we are looking to welcome vaccinated people, I think vaccinated people will also want to travel to places where there is herd immunity or where a certain amount of the population has been vaccinated. So at the moment, looking at Malaysia's rollout, I don't know when exactly that's going to be for us.
I was just thinking that this is kind of weird news and sort of a, it feels like a very remote discussion to have as we are hitting new high after new high every day with our numbers, right? Because on the one hand, yes, I absolutely want our tourist industry to be healthy and revived. Do I want to be able to travel? Yes. But it feels, I mean, it feels like if we haven't even gotten this under control, it feels quite far away, I must say. Let us know what you think. Do you like this idea of vaccinated tourists being allowed into Malaysia as a way to revive our local tourist industry? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.